Because of the public holidays, the light in our life has actually been shut off for some time, but it's arrived in the form of the Oracle to tell us what we should and maybe shouldn't be watching on television this week. How are you this morning, my love?
I love that intro because it was clever talking about me as the light, because the show we're talking about is dark.
Not my first rodeo.
And I, as I said to you just before we came on, that I can't think or talk about anything else until I download my review of this show.
It's on Netflix and it's called Dark, as in D-A-R-K.
And you can watch it dubbed, which is what I did. So you don't have to read subtitles. You can have decent dubbing of it.
Oh, okay.
So, and I normally don't go for that. I normally say watch it in the original. But this one, there's so much plot, you really need to just watch it.
Right.
I'm going to say this is the most perfect television series that I have ever watched.
Good Lord. That's right? A massive call. Like, if I said that, or if somebody else said that, okay, but you watch television more than the average 10 people put together.
And I take other people's suggestions as well. I'm not saying it's the best television show or the most this. I'm just saying it is the best, most perfectly constructed series I have ever watched. The ending, and I didn't want to cover this show until I watched the very end, and there's only 3 seasons, but all the episodes are extra long, that I just thought it's going to, the ending is going to be terrible. I'm going to be disappointed. I have never felt so good after a show ending that I've been so invested in. And now I'm going to invite listeners that if you don't want anything spoiled, I just go and see it, right? Yeah. Push through the first couple of episodes, go and see it. If you don't want it spoiled, go and make a cup of tea, come back at the end.
Okay. All right. Well, so first of all, I need you to establish very quickly, what is The Dark about?
I'm now going to spoil it without giving anything away.
Okay.
The Dark is a German Netflix production made by a married couple that blends together child murders in a small town where everybody has secrets and everybody's known each other forever with really complex time travel.
Goodness me, that's a lot to take in 30 seconds too. Yeah, right.
It is the best. You ask anyone who's into time travel, it is the best time travel show ever created. It is perfect. There are no loose ends. There are no plot holes. There's no loopholes. You can't outthink this one. The internet agrees with me. On top of that, you've got, it is like, I had to write this down, it is like the perfect mix of Donnie Darko, Back to the Future, The Philosophy of the Good Place, the Memento, all the Scandi noir, small town killer, raining, found a boy in a ditch, weirdo, religion, cop duo with baggage, blah, blah, broad church, any of the sort of YA Hunger Games stuff. There's a lot of Romeo and Juliet. It is a multi-generational time travel show where you get to meet the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the parents, the children, and all of their complex relationships while they all time travel to try and, you know, fix things. There's no way to explain it without it sounding either ridiculous or just stupid, but it is so incredibly compelling that I watched the entire 3 seasons and abandoned my family and just watched it all. And it was, I don't think I went to bed before 3 a.m, you know, 3 nights in a row. It is that good.
All right, well, go and check out Dark on Netflix. Be warned, the bar has been set very high for you.
If you don't like time travel shows, this probably isn't for you.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's not a joke. It's not a sci-fi show. It's taken very honestly and genuinely, and it's used as a way to deal with people's deep emotional trauma. And of course, nobody, you know, who doesn't love a Scandi noir child murder show?
Well, we know you do, that's for sure. And The Oracle will be joining us again next week to talk more television. Thank you, my love.
Comedy next week.